Sunday, January 17th, 2021. Special lessons for us all. My weekly message. A few years ago, I visited with Pat Kenny, a retired golf club professional from the Chicago suburbs. Pat was in his 70s, and I had known him for many years. I asked Pat what he was doing with his life. Pat told me that he was giving golf lessons to children with Down syndrome. Wow! What a way for a golf pro to spend his retirement. I've given golf lessons for over 50 years, Pat said. But I've never gotten the satisfaction I get today. The kids might swing 10 or 15 times before they hit the ball. But when they do, the ball goes 20 or 30 yards. But they are happier than Phil Mickelson getting an eagle. And they scream and dance around. And boy, do I share in their joy and happiness. In today's gospel, Jesus walks by John the Baptist and two of John's disciples. John blurts out, "Behold, the Lamb of God!" He does not see a lion, a tiger, or a cheetah, but a lamb. Jesus is the Lamb of God, who will turn the other cheek, walk the extra mile, and pray for his enemies. The Lamb who will reach out to feed the hungry and clothe the naked. A Lamb who lays down his life for his friends. A Lamb who has invited Pat Kenny, as well as you and me, to be lambs and to follow the example of the Lamb of God. What can you do or be today to be a lamb like Jesus? What kind of political and religious leaders does our country and the world need today? Lions? Tigers, cheetahs, or lambs like Jesus that turn the other cheek and walk the extra mile and pray for our enemies? What God knows about me is more important than what others think about me.